Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Upbeat Dietitians podcast.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the pod. Today, we're talking all about crunchy moms. This one might make some people mad, but let's be honest, we're always making everyone mad. But before we get into the juicy content, a few quick housekeeping reminders. Make sure you guys subscribe to YouTube, where we post video content along with our audio every week. You can see our lovely faces as well as any like cute little additives we might throw in there too. We also have our Beat Deets bonus section for our Tud Buds, too many puns to keep track of. This is where you can hear our bonus questions every week for only $2.99 a month. We often talk about, you know, childhood and weird trauma, food opinions and the ocean and space. Things get pretty weird over there. It's usually not super nutrition related. It's just us being little goofballs, really. And then along with today's episode being about crunchy moms, I think there's a lot of confusion between crunchy moms and almond moms. And we did do a whole podcast episode with Brenna O'Malley. You might know her as The Wellful on social media. So we'll link that down below if you want to hear more about our thoughts on almond moms. But today we will kind of compare the two also and see, share our thoughts on what the differences are there.
We are in for a fun ride today. I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
Just jump right into it. So like Hannah mentioned, there's a lot of confusion around crunchy moms versus almond moms. Today, we're going to be talking about crunchy moms. They have been growing in popularity and prevalence, I would say, over the past like couple months or so. I feel like
in terms of like the trend. Yeah. I mean, they've always been a thing.
Yes. But like the labeling themselves and like, yeah. I'm a crunchy mom.
I think it has happened a lot with that like TikTok trend of like, I'm a crunchy mom. Of course I blank, 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 blank.
Oh, yeah.
It's come along with that quite a bit.
It has grown from that.
Bastard.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense then. So what is a crunchy mom? A crunchy mom is a mom or a parent, really, any parental figure who follows a quote unquote natural / holistic lifestyle, incorporates it into their parenting. Some kind of like practices we often see are like limiting technology, avoiding modern medicine, and also eating quote unquote clean, healthy, and organic.
Yeah. Yeah. I made a list of like the common food rules that these crunchy moms tend to follow that I guarantee you've heard. And I have made some content recently on my own social media about crunchy moms, and I've gotten a lot of feedback. So a lot of my thoughts today actually have come from reflecting from comments that I've received, both from people who take our side as well as crunchy moms themselves. It seems to be a spectrum. Like there's crunchy moms who are like full crunch, and then there's, they practice some of these things. Have you seen like, getting off track already, have you seen the labels of like silky mom, scrunchy mom, those things?
No.
Okay.
What?
I have gotten fully into it because of the videos that I made, I think. I don't know what those mean. I don't know what silky and scrunchy are, to be honest, but there's like labels for everything. I think silky is the opposite of crunchy. So I think a silky mom is maybe what we would be if we decided to ruin our lives by having children.
Silky. What's a scrunchy mom?
I don't know for sure. I could be totally wrong on this, but I think if I'm using context clues correctly, I think it's like a crunchy mom light. It's like a not full crunchy mom.
What is happening?
I know. We got almond moms too, of course.
Yeah.
We've got granola. I feel like granola and crunchy really go together. If like a granola parent or a granola woman, granola mother is a crunchy mother.
I will note, I have seen granola girl in context related to hiking.
Right. That's true. I think granola maybe is more like outdoorsy. Like I think maybe you would be granola and not be crunchy.
Yeah. I feel like we're speaking a different language.
I know. Like, if the boomers listening to this, they're probably like passed like, out in their chair.
Like
they had to pull over.
It was like a car accident almost happening. We just gave someone a heart attack, like a brain aneurysm from trying to understand what we're saying. Oh my gosh. Okay.
But anyway, I'm going
to dive into this too as well. I did not, because I have not heard about silkier scrunchies. So
yeah. So I don't know where I was going with that exactly, but I've gotten a lot of comments talking about how it seems to be a spectrum and there's different labels, but the common food rules that most crunchy moms seem to follow or abide by, the biggest one I see a lot is they don't eat poison or chemicals. They also are all about eating organic, eating clean. The food dyes are another huge one. They're the people who avoid all the artificial food dyes. And then, I mean, along those same lines, making quote unquote healthy food swaps.
This feels like a product or like a baby from like wellness culture.
I was just thinking
just like erupted.
It's literally wellness culture in mother form. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say I made a note of this, but I'll just say it now. The only time I really see it in context, just because I feel like I try to avoid these things at all costs. So I like, even if I start to see it, I'm like, oh, I don't want to see
interested.
That.
Block.
Is the poison, or it's like feeding the government is poisoning our children.
Mm-hmm.
Chemicals.
That's a comment I've gotten a lot too, is what we always hear about like us being dietitians, like, why are you promoting all these chemical poisonous food dyes? And it's not that I'm promoting people eat more Red 40. I'm just saying that the dose that most of us are consuming Red 40 is perfectly safe, unless you yourself do have an individualized intolerance or whatever. I'm not saying eat more of it. I'm saying it's okay to likely eat what's usually being consumed.
Yes.
It's crazy. I'm not saying to add Red 40 to like your bowl of cereal in the morning. Like, whatever.
Yeah. Let's talk about I feel like we had already talked about this because we've already known some distinction, but are crunchy moms the same as almond moms? And kind of, but not like really.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of overlap, but almond moms, almond moms come from the origin story of like eating like a singular almond on a plate.
Yeah.
Eating as little as possible. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so full from my almond. I'm so full from my speck of lettuce. Like, that is kind of the vibe.
Speck of lettuce.
Those are the vibes.
I would have never thought to use speck as a unit of measurement for lettuce.
I forgot what leaf, the word leaf for a second, and speck was the next closest thing.
That's funny.
But then crunchy moms are more of the like obsessive, quote unquote, healthy eating, where it's like very hypercritical of foods, like healthier, quote unquote, healthier swaps.
Yeah.
No poison or chemicals allowed. They're still eating things. It's just like almond moms are like as little as possible. Crunchy moms are like as, quote unquote, healthy as possible.
And I think that's why I got so many comments from the crunchy moms that just could not believe that they could possibly be passing on disordered eating to their kids, because they're eating quote unquote healthy. So they're doing the quote unquote right thing, it seems like. But we talked about orthorexia before on here, and we're not diagnosing anyone. That's not happening right now. But that does sort of seem to be the tendency of the crunchy mom, is these more orthorexia type tendencies where we're eating so quote unquote healthy that it's actually damaging our health. Whereas, like you just said, the almond moms tend to be more about like eating as little as possible. A lot of times like body image is tied into that too. Again, once again, not diagnosing, but if we are going to compare it, it seems to be like that's more like anorexia type tendencies where we're eating as little as possible, focusing on losing weight, that sort of thing.
And they're definitely they definitely are both. Right. Whereas like they can be an almond and crunchy mom.
Almonds are crunchy.
Most powerful evolution. but not all, like, they aren't like the exact same.
They're not one and the same. Yeah. I have two comments here that I've received. I think that sums it up really well. One person said, quote, the Venn diagram for crunchy and almond moms is practically a circle. I was like, yep, that's true. Another person said, not all almond moms are crunchy moms, but all crunchy moms are almond moms. It's like, yeah, that pretty much sums it up. So you can be almond, you can be almond, but not crunchy. But if you're crunchy, you're probably also almond.
Yeah.
Once again, the boomers listening are totally like,
they're like, they're what is happening? Why are we?
If you're not on TikTok, you're probably not even understanding anything we're saying.
If you're not chronically online, you do not understand a single thing we are saying. And unfortunately, we have to be chronically online to understand what is happening.
This is a very niche episode, that's for sure.
This is incredibly niche. Those SEO purposes, you know?
That's right.
So I feel like, honestly, we've talked about kind of like what their kind of like reasoning behind all of this, like why they are the way they are. A lot of it is like just coming from, I would say, generally good intentions, like wanting to care about your kids' health, educating people, the feeding your kids poison. That's, I don't know. Like, I'm glad you're not poisoning your kid.
Right.
Like, that's a bare minimum. If you'd like to have a child, please don't poison your kid.
But also, if you're giving your kid Doritos, you're still not poisoning them. You're feeding them like you should.
Yes. So we have different definitions of poison.
Right. That's the comment I like responded to the most on TikTok. It's like, we cannot call a food poison unless mentioning the dose, how it becomes poisonous, like what's the outcome of eating said poison. You just can't do that. But that's what they all say. They just like see some grabby headline about Red 40 and boom, they're off. The Red 40 was like all of my comments, you can probably tell. I had
I was going to say, someone, you really either struck a nerve with them about that, or that has been all the rage.
Exactly. Yeah. One video that particularly pissed me off was a mom who said she was donating all of her quote unquote toxic foods to a food bank. Okay. The problem here is like, so her kid, who apparently has a lot of privileges, having a mom who can afford the quote unquote healthy swaps, her kid's not allowed to eat them, but it's totally okay for the poor kids that have to go to the food bank and can't afford the healthy food. It's okay if they're poisoned. What?
That makes no sense.
Like, if you truly believe in your heart of hearts that a food is toxic or poison, you're going to donate it to a food bank for some other kid to eat?
I like can't wrap my head around that logic.
The comparison I want to make is like, if a food was recalled for E. coli, would you donate that food to a food bank? Because E. coli is also not good for you, definitively. It just like goes to show that, first of all, they don't actually know like anything about nutrition, which I think we can all assume that. And also just, again, the privilege, like they forget that not everyone can afford to eat the foods that they think are the right foods to feed children.
It's just like the privilege and entitlement.
Yeah.
That you can lecture everyone else about their food choices, but I guess in this specific example, when it comes down to it, like you only care about your own kids.
Yeah. But as we'll kind of get to, I guess maybe as a good segue, you likely are actually doing more harm to your kids by doing this kind of thing. Like if they think it's only okay to eat quote unquote safe, healthy foods and not those toxic, poisonous, conventional, not organic foods with all the Red 40 in them, they're going to be scared of those types of foods growing up, which is not a good thing. Like I always hear like, oh, I'm just educating my kids. It's what's the problem with them, like knowing what foods are good for them, which ones are not. Like that's not what's actually happening here. It's not education. It's food fears.
Yeah. And kids are so perceptive. Oh, like we talk about childhood trauma all the time. Literally almost every single episode, at least every bonus episode, we somehow find a way to bring our childhood up. But Kids notice these things. They notice the way you like you eat. They notice the way you talk about food. They notice your like mindset and your philosophy around things. Like they are incredibly intuitive. And when their primary role models are like saying these things, they're going to be very heavily influenced by that.
Yeah.
And they're going to remember when they start to turn like a teenager, college or whatever. And they're going to remember like, oh, my dad like wouldn't eat Fritos because of the chemicals, or my mom hated. Now I'm thinking of the dyes. Now I'm only thinking of the
dyes. I'm sorry. That's like all I ever hear. Oh,
it's all like literally anything in a package, like anything like that.
Literally, yeah.
Chemicals and poison. Even though it's all chemicals, because that's how the world. And like
water
works.
Can poison you, but whatever.
Yeah, like water is a chemical.
You know what I just thought of? These are the same people who won't eat a quote unquote chemical or poison in their food. But throwing it back to our raw milk episode, they will happily drink raw milk that is likely, at least has a higher likelihood than pasteurized milk of having like actual things that can make them sick.
Oh, yeah.
Look, they go out of their way to consume that.
And these are also the people, we're huge generalizations. These are also the people that will demonize, like, now I'm still in the food diet, red food punch, fruit punch. I'm stuck in that. But they will happily like drink their like mixed cocktail.
I knew you were gonna say that. Or like their wine, their mommy wine. Yes.
With red coloring in their wine.
Right. They pick their poisons, literally.
It's fine.
The hypocrisy. That's the most annoying thing. That, and of course, the safety of children. I think that also is a very important matter at hand. Even though we don't want kids, we do care about the health and safety of children.
Yes, very much so.
But that's one of the most annoying things, aside from kids not getting EDs, is just the hypocrisy of it all. Like they literally just like cherry pick what rules they want to follow and then pass on to generations.
Yeah. And like oftentimes the research is not there to back it. And they're just like the like very polarizing statements are what sell and get attention. Yeah. That's what gets promoted on social media. So that's the best way to promote it and get
exactly.
It
seen. Exactly.
I want you to talk about this next part because okay.
I actually made a video about this recently on TikTok, but I have like such vivid memories. I don't know if I would call my upbringing very crunchy. I think I have maybe it's scrunchy if I'm using the definition wrong. I don't know. But we had, as we discussed before, what?
I just realized I might be, this is why we need to be full-time doing this so we can record in the morning when my brain has energy. I'm just now realizing scrunchy is just like kind of like crunchy with an S.
Uh-huh.
But I was imagining scrunchies, like
the hair tie.
And I'm, this whole time I've been like, what does that mean? Because I wonder, you were saying silky, and I was like, oh, like the silk wraps. And then the
okay, the silky, I think, is actually just the opposite of crunchy.
Okay,
yes, okay. I was right. Scrunchy mom is like a mix of the two. I wonder if it's like a combination of silky and crunchy.
That makes so much more sense to me.
Than the hair tie. They like they only wear scrunchy hair ties.
I was like, are they like visco girl moms who wear scrunchies? I'm so confused.
Okay. So maybe I was a result of a scrunchy upbringing. Like I remember like my mom had a big anti-BPA phase, like when plastics would have like BPA and we had to like look out for anything that had no BPA in it. That was a whole thing for a while. Of course, I've talked about the whole organic thing quite a bit, eating all organic. But anyway, I have such vivid memories of one of my BFFs, who I'm still friends with now, she grew up in a house that just regularly had like Little Debbie's, Cheetos, Doritos, like the snack foods that you want to eat when you're a kid or an adult, let's be honest. I always have Doritos on hand now. But I like remember vividly going to her house and like wanting, they have like this bowl of like Little Debbie's, they call it like a snack bowl. And we would occasionally just like get in there and like get a Little Debbie treat, like a, I don't know which Little Debbie's are Little Debbie's, which ones are Ho-Ho's or which ones are Hostess. Anyway, we would get in the bowl occasionally and get little treats. And of course my friend, she didn't really care that much. Like she wasn't thinking about, oh, what time we're going to get in that bowl and get our little snack. But me, I was thinking constantly about when are we finally going to get to have our Little Debbie's, because those were an off limits thing in my house. We did not ever have those. So because I was restricted from those foods, I was like obsessed with them when they were in my vicinity. But my friend, because they're around all the time, she literally couldn't care less about them and when we were going to eat them.
Wait, how old would you say you were? I want to like, let's talk about how young you were when you like started having these like thoughts.
We became friends. We became friends in fourth grade. So anywhere from like fourth grade through middle school, I remember, even high school, actually. You know, age like what, 10, 11, all the way through high school when I was like out on my own and could finally like have these foods whenever I wanted. We would go to her house and they've always had that bowl. They probably still do, honestly.
Yeah.
And it was always
like
on my mind. It's
crazy how you were like 10 years old and like you were like with your best friend, but you were like thinking about the snack bowl.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure her mind like, was like, what color are we going to paint our nails today? Like, where are we going to go shopping? What movie are we going to watch? Not me. I was thinking about Little Debbie's the whole time.
I have had like almost identical experiences to that.
Not surprised.
Where I would get so excited to go to my friends' houses. Mm-hmm. And like they had like, there were like the snack pantry and like snack cabinets, depending on whose house I was at. And I would like get so excited for like a movie because we'd always get snacks for the movie. Mm. Sometimes I just want to watch like the movie just for the snacks.
Oh, literally,
it was driven by that.
Yeah.
And because like a lot of those foods were not allowed at our house. So, yeah. And then I probably looked a little like crazy because I was like hounding these snacks and they're like,
and then we'd like leave feeling like crap because I'm just like eating everything inside because I don't know when I'm gonna get to eat it again.
Mm-hmm. And we were like in like elementary school, middle school,
yeah,
when this started. Kids are observant.
Yeah. And it just goes to show that like when those foods, we talk about this all the time, when foods are around more, if you have, you know, food accessibility, of course it also plays a huge role. But
yeah,
if you have the privilege of having snacks of any variety on hand most of the time, you're not as likely to binge on those types of foods. But if they're not allowed, there's rules around them, or of course, if you're food insecure and you just don't have enough to eat overall, all those things just make you more likely to engage in binge type eating when those foods are finally in front of you.
Exactly. The novelty is gone when it's always there.
Exactly. Similarly, I had another friend who had in their garage like this drink fridge, which I have now in my house that I love. But they had like all the sugary drinks we were not allowed to have, like the sodas. What were those called? Those like little monkey barrel drinks. You know what I'm talking about?
Monkey barrel.
Oh, what are those called? I want to say like Huggy something, but that's a diaper brand. They're like monkey barrel juice. Huggy barrel.
Wait, that's coming up. Monkey barrel juice. Oh my gosh, I know what you're talking about. I've never had any hug. Of these.
Little Hug. Yeah. So she had these.
Oh, I never got to drink these.
Yeah, neither did I until I went to my friend's house. Also, shoot. What are they called? The blue ones that were like in the Kool-Aid shaped container. Like the plastic, like twist the top off.
Yes. I'm like, oh. Those were so good.
And so I'm wanting to get like drinks the whole time. But my friend is just like having one, maybe two that whole day. And I'm like, when are we going to go back to the fridge? And me being my Enneagram 9 self, I hate asking for things. So I'm never going to ask to go out to their drink fridge and get another drink. So I'm like the whole time thinking about when is my friend going to get thirsty again? Because I want some more. I couldn't just ask. That'd be crazy.
So, like, giving her salty things. I try to, like,
sabotage her.
Oh, could you, like, you know what sounds really good right now?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Yeah. Because we were, I think you mentioned this too. We were a milk, juice, and water household.
Yeah. I would say, yeah, exactly. Now that we've talked about our childhood trauma and we can move on from that segment of the episode, Hannah talked about this a little bit, but we just want to reemphasize like how being crunchy is a very privileged behavior to practice. Like, not everyone has the time, money, resources to make all these like, or to purchase these quote unquote healthy alternatives. Literally, people are trying to survive. They're just trying to get through the day. Yeah. Oftentimes eating is one of the last things on their mind from like a parent standpoint. You're just hoping your kid, we are not parents. But from what I've heard from parent clients is they're just hoping to feed the kid.
Like literally, fed is best.
Yes. So getting up on your high horse and like saying like, oh, I care about my kids so much. It like creates this like sense of guilt to other parents. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I don't care as much about my kid as they do. And this doesn't take into account like food insecurity, food accessibility. And also like, it's just such a privilege to have, to be able to make different choices in what you're purchasing in this economy.
Yeah. In this economy. Yeah. And it becomes like a competition too. So not only yeah. are like, is there like guilt being caused from the crunchy moms, but also they like compete to be more crunchy than the other. It's just a toxic area to be in. It's crazy.
Yeah. We actually have like a really good motherhood episode as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
where
yeah.
We have two fellow non-diet intuitive eating dietitians come on. If you've heard of What the Actual Fork podcast, we have Sam and Jenna on, and they talk about just like the struggles of being a mother and navigating diet culture. So this would be a really, another really great episode to listen to.
My last like little note I want to make is I guess speaking for myself, I'm sure you do feel the same, Emily, but I have empathy for the crunchy moms, the almond moms, and like they usually can't grasp that what they're doing is disordered. That's the whole part of disordered eating and eating disorders is like you think it's the right thing to do. You think it's good for your health, but as we always say, mental health is health, and it's possible to be quote unquote too healthy. Pursuing thinness is not always pursuing health. And so that's just what these moms are caught up in. And it's just a result of the bigger systemic issue at hand that is diet and wellness culture. So if you feel like maybe you're listening to this and you are reflecting and you're like, oh, wow, I may be a crunchy mom. I could be doing some harm here. We don't want to cause any feelings of shame or guilt, because that's just as bad as the crunchy moms shaming the silky moms. It's just good to, I guess, reflect is kind of the bottom line. And it makes sense that crunchy might become or feel like the norm or like the best way to be a mom. When that's what we're always told is like, if you're not pursuing the healthiest version, cutting out this, that, and the other, then you're a bad parent.
Yeah. And you don't care about your kid.
Exactly.
When that's not the case, like clearly I'm assuming most people care about their kids.
Well,
I'm saying, that's why I say I assume most people care about their kid.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Maybe the actions don't always portray that, but that's another story.
At the end of the day, it's just diet culture.
It's just diet culture's fault, as always.
That's the real, you know how there's public enemy number one? Diet culture is like private enemy number one, because they like are the main issue and problem, but it's very like secretive.
Right. It's the pursuit of health. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially wellness culture. I feel like that's even more so like a hidden what's the word, like health halo type thing.
Nasty people and things and systems. All right.
Well, guys, we've got some more diet reviews coming up, so get excited for the upcoming weeks. But otherwise, thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe, follow along, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Leave a review. Come over and listen to the Beat Deets immediately, where we can talk more about our trauma. Yes.
And granola and today.
Today we'll be talking about granola, which will be very exciting. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you guys next week. Okay.
Bye. Okay. I'm so excited.